Women in King County are drinking to excess. The University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation looked at the numbers, and they found an increase in the number of women who binge drink in the county. More women are drinking four or more drinks in one sitting. Dr. Ali Mokhdad is a professor of global health at the University of Washington and lead author of the study. Dr. Mokhdad said that King County has just the right ingredients to create an environment where people drink more. He explained to Jeannie Yandel that one of those ingredients is being affluent.
They tend to be having a good job or a job, or they go out with buddies to celebrate on a Friday or you name it. So that's one. The other reason is sometimes the proximity of alcohol outlets next to each other. So the concept of young adults or even older adults going to a club to have a drink, and there are many of them next to each other, and they do a bar hopping. So they tend to go into a bar and pick a drink, and they end up drinking more than they should in one occasion. When you look at what we see here in Seattle, we have an affluent population in King County. We have a young generation that are working in downtown. They love to live in that downtown, and there's so many companies that are hiring them. They have the money, the means, and that's part of their lifestyle.
Well, but Dr. Mokhdad, the other county in Washington state that saw an increase in binge drinking among women is San Juan County.
Exactly.
And that's not like King County at all. It's largely comprised of islands you can only get to by boat. There's not that concentration of places to drink. So what's going on there?
But again, they're affluent. If you compare them to everybody else, I mean, people who live in San Juan, they're affluent. I mean, yeah, they're not maybe as young as what we see here in King County, and they don't have as many alcohol outlets here. But the social factors are present. So basically, nobody goes to a bowling alley by himself or herself. They go in pairs or in groups. And alcohol is like this. You celebrate, you have a bunch of, you know, friends or colleagues, and you sit down and drink with them. And this is available in both communities, unfortunately.
In your study, you found that there was a rise in binge drinking among women in King County. How significant was the increase that you uncovered?
It's very significant. So what we have seen in our study, not only in King County for women, across the country, women have increased their heavy drinking and their binge drinking. And the same is true here for King County. And it's alarming because other studies that we have done have showed that women life expectancy is declining in certain parts of the U.S. And the reason for this decline in life expectancy is our risk factor. So women picked up smoking after men, and their decline in smoking is not as strong as men, and they're increasing their alcohol intake. Women tend to be, unfortunately, more obese than men. And women, unfortunately, when it comes to controlling the risk factors for chronic diseases, they don't do a good job as men for several factors. One of it for a woman right now, if you ask women in general, they view cancer, especially breast cancer, as a main risk factor for their what they have to deal with, which is true. I mean, it's a major risk factor, and there has been a lot of effort to create awareness for breast cancer. But the reality is heart diseases are the leading cause of mortality for women. But it's not viewed as such, even by the medical system. So if you're a guy who walks to a doctor and you are above 50, being a male, that's a risk factor. Being above 50, that's another risk factor. And then if you have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, then the medical protocol calls for aggressive treatment. It's not so for women, unfortunately. So women don't ask for it. Medical doctors are trained that it's a man who has the higher blood pressure, which is true, men have more high blood pressure. So women don't control their health condition as well as men when it comes to chronic conditions. So we're seeing a decline in life expectancy. So when you say why it is serious for King County, in that, if you add that perspective, for us it's very serious. At a time where life expectancy is declining among women, we don't want to see risk factors increasing their mortality go higher in the population. So we need to react and be careful about that.
Dr. Mokhdad, why does it matter ultimately if women are drinking more?
There is a point here to make that's very important. We in public health never said, the medical community and the public health community never said don't drink. We've never came with a message that don't drink. But we're very vocal and we say, do not smoke. Smoking is bad for you. So alcohol, when it comes to advice for alcohol, what we say is please drink in moderation and please drink responsibly, you know, drinking and driving. So when you look at alcohol and the rise in alcohol, there are so many effects that are associated with alcohol. Some of them are short-term, some of them are long-term. And these are very devastating for the society. So if you look at short-term, this is increased violence, partner violence, unprotected sex, unintentional pregnancy, a woman who's drinking and she's pregnant and she doesn't know her, you know, her baby will be born with some alcohol dependency. There is a lot of problem. And then if you look at the long term, you have people who become alcoholic, they're less production in, at work, there'll be a liability for themselves and for their family. So there are a lot of risk factors associated with alcohol. Unfortunately, when people talk about alcohol in this country, and sometimes that's on purpose by people who are selling alcohol, let's put it this way, the advice is, oh, we'll give you a free ride. No, you see them around the New Year Eve. Ah, we'll give you a call this number. We'll give you a free ride, but keep drinking. Well, that's not the only issue. Yes, drinking and driving is a problem for you and for others, but alcohol causes a lot of diseases: liver, I mean, stomach cancer, breast cancer. So it should be viewed as a long-term risk factor rather than immediately after I finish my drinking and I'm getting behind the wheels, which I shouldn't do or nobody should do. There are bigger problems when it comes to alcohol.
Dr. Ali Mokhtad, professor of global health at the University of Washington, speaking with Jeannie Yandel about a problem of binge drinking among women in King County.